John Plowman's Everyday Advice in Modern English by Charles Spurgeon. Revised and updated by Roger McReynolds. Original title: John Plowman's Pictures, Plain Advice for Plain People.
This updated edition copyright Roger McReynolds 2022. Cover and interior copyright Amber Smart Designs. Unless otherwise indicated, all scriptures are from the ES Bible, the Holy Bible, English Standard Version, copyright 2001 by Crossway Bibles, a publishing ministry of Good News Publishers. Used by permission. All rights reserved. ESV Text Edition 2016.
Editor's Introduction.
This is Mr. Spurgeon's second and final volume of John Plowman, taken from articles in his The Sword and the Trowel magazine, and updated into modern English.
Chapter 1. If the cap fits, wear it.
Friendly listeners. The last time I published a book, I stepped on some people's toes, and they wrote me angry letters, asking, "Did you mean me?" This time, to save them the postage, I will begin my book by saying, "Whether I please or whether I tease, I'll give you my honest mind. If the cap should fit, please wear it a bit, if not, you can leave it behind." No offense is meant, but if anything in these pages should come home to someone, do not send it next door, but get a coop for your own chickens. What is the use of reading or hearing for other people? We do not eat and drink for them, why should we lend them our ears and our mouths? So, good friend, if you find a hoe on these premises, please weed your own garden with it. I was talking with Will Shepherd the other day about our master's old donkey and said, "He is so old and stubborn, he is really not worth the upkeep." "It's worse than that," said Will. "He is so vicious that I feel sure he'll do someone real harm one of these days. You know they say that walls have ears." We were talking rather loudly, but we did not know that haystacks have ears. Our jaws dropped, I tell you, when we saw Joe Scroggs come from behind the stack, looking as red as a rooster's comb, and raving like a madman. He burst out swearing at Will and me, like a cat spitting at a dog. His dander was up, no mistake. He'd let us know that he was as good a man as either of us, or the two together, for that matter. Talk about him in that way, he'd do, I don't know what. I told old Joe we had never thought of him, nor said a word about him, and he might just as well save his breath to cool his porridge, for no one meant him any harm. This only made him call me a liar and roar even louder. My friend Will was walking away, holding his sides. But when he saw that Scroggs was still fuming, he laughed out loud and turned on him and said, "Why, Joe, we were talking about Master's old donkey, not about you. But upon my word, I will never see that donkey again without thinking of Joe Scroggs." Joe bristled and boiled, but perhaps he realized the awkward predicament he'd made for himself, for he backed off, and Will and I went off to our work in rather a merry humor, for old Joe had blundered on the truth about himself, for once in his life. It is partly through the aforementioned Will Shepherd's well-directed thrust that I have come to write this new book, because he thought I was lazy. Perhaps I am, and perhaps I am not. Will forgets that I have other fish to fry. Giving much to the poor may increase a person's treasure, but it is not the same with writing. At least, I am such a poor scribe that I don't find words come easy. If your thoughts only flow by drops, you can't pour them out in bucketfuls. However, Will has pointed out my shortcoming, and I am indebted to him thus far. I told him the other day, what the thread said to the needle. "Thank you for drawing me out, but you are rather sharp about it." Still, Master Will is not far from the mark. After 500,000 people had bought my first book, it was certainly time to write another. So, though I am not a hatter, I will again turn cap maker, and those who have heads may try on my wares, and those who have none won't touch them. So, friends, I am your rough and ready John Plowman.
End of chapter. Chapter 2. Burn a candle at both ends, and it will soon be gone.
The person who burns their candle at both ends may scratch their head and wonder what happened, but, do what they may, their light will soon be gone, and they will be left in the dark. Young Jack Careless squandered his money and now he cannot afford even shoes. It was all easy come, easy go, soon gotten, soon spent, with him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?